In eastern Ukraine, the city of Donetsk has been the center of a standoff since Sunday. Pro-Russian demonstrators want the city to join Russia. Local leaders say Donetsk will always be part of Ukraine. In the midst of this tug of war, there is a third country that may have a claim on the city, though admittedly a much looser one. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports from Donetsk on a tongue-in-cheek campaign.
No, this is not my country, tis of thee. This is God Save the Queen, the British national anthem, and also the title of a campaign to bring the city of Donetsk under the sheltering wing of Her Majesty's United Kingdom. Yevgeny Belous started the campaign as a joke on the Russian equivalent of Facebook. His petition demanded a referendum to make Donetsk part of Great Britain. The initiative caught fire online, as he explained to a local Ukrainian TV channel.
A lot of people in the comments joked, "Yes, we are Englishmen. Russians and Ukrainians oppress us." A few people took it seriously. They wrote, "What are you smoking?" This author was paid by someone. But I want to tell you that I do not smoke, and nobody paid me.
The UK was not a random choice for this campaign. The movement has its roots in local history. A Welsh iron and steel magnate founded the city of Donetsk in the mid-1800s. His name was John Hughes. In fact, Yuzovka was the name of this city before it was called Donetsk. Even today, Donetsk is a center of mining and steel production. Signs of the Hughes legacy are all over town. Christina Samara is part of a movement in London called UK Euromaidan. Her group opposes Russia's actions in Ukraine. And Samara says if Russia can annex Crimea, well, then why shouldn't the UK be able to claim Donetsk?
It's playing on the fact that Russia has no real claim to Crimea or any part of Ukraine. It is a powerful story, and I think it opens people's eyes to the ridiculousness of Russia's claim over parts of Ukraine.
In the center of Donetsk, John Hughes stands proudly cast in iron. One hand is on his hip, the other holds a hammer resting on an anvil. He wears a 19th century waistcoat with a high-collared shirt and a beard. 18-year-old Kate Kozhnetsova walks by.
Do you know who that is?
It's Lenin.
It's a man named John Hughes. Have you ever heard of John Hughes?
Yeah, of course. It's a founder of our city.
And he's from Wales. How would you feel about being a citizen of the United Kingdom?
Ukraine wants to have Donetsk, Russia and United Kingdom. I would be an English citizen. Why not?
A college science teacher named Pavel Volvenko walks by next. He knows exactly who this is and can tell you all about the history of Hughes. He says this kind of ridiculous campaign is exactly what Donetsk needs right now.
Как юмор может снимать психологическое напряжение и конфликтность.
Because humor can diffuse tensions, he says, and help us avoid conflict. Volvenko says he has no desire to be a British citizen. He just wants to be a citizen of Ukraine with the freedom to travel to Europe and America with more opportunities to communicate. As for the digital campaign on the Russian equivalent of Facebook, the organizer Yevgeny Belous tells us it was shut down. It was deemed to be anti-Russian. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Donetsk, formerly known as Yuzovka.